Hey, hey, this is Alex Pardo here, and you're listening to The Flip Empire Show, episode 123.
Welcome to The Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? Hope you're having an awesome day here. Just in case you kind of catch me and hear me a little bit out of breath here and kind of huffing and puffing, I just did a pretty intense kind of circuit training here at the park close to my house. And, you know, one of the things I really enjoy doing is working out just outdoors. If I can do it by the water, I enjoy that even more. But I have a pretty cool park here close to my house. And so pretty much every day I go out there and I just work out. You know, I put on a podcast or I'm usually listening to something, and there's like a track around the park. And that's kind of where when I do some of my best thinking. And as I was walking around, I was just thinking about a bunch of things. And I said, you want to know what? When I get back home, I'm going to hop on the mic here and I want to get some of these thoughts out of my head based on a few conversations I've had with some, you know, some people that listen here to the Flip Empire Show. A buddy of mine had an interesting conversation. A buddy of mine and I had an interesting conversation a week ago, and I, without revealing his name, I want to share with you parts of that. And it kind of ties into what I want to talk about on this particular episode. And I'm a big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. And while I don't necessarily agree with, 100% of what he says, there's a lot of wisdom in what he says. And he's got a pretty raw, you know, podcast that has great content. I encourage you guys to check it out. I think it's called the Gary V Audio Experience. And one of the things Gary's always talking about is how important it is to be self-aware, right? Self-awareness. And how that can really drive you as a person if you understand, if you can really understand how you operate, who you are as a person, what your identity is, what fuels you, you know, where do you shine, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses? And that's actually something I alluded to and kind of dedicated a podcast episode to about your unique genius zone, you know, the Dan Sullivan exercise of finding your unique genius zone. If you haven't listen to that episode, check it out. It's been very well received. flipempire.com/episode115. And I talk about, you know, figuring out what your unique genius zone is. And I alluded to this earlier, but a buddy of mine, you know, called me, and he's having some challenges in his business. And I'm not going to, you know, obviously, you know, mention his name because I didn't even really talk to him about, you know, doing an episode on this. So I'll just kind of keep it general. But he ended up, you know, he's had some turnover on his team. And, you know, to a certain degree, he kind of feels like he's having to start over. And this particular, you know, this particular guy is just, his unique genius zone is deal structuring and just making deals happen, you know, especially like hairy deals that have liens, violations, you know, that properties that have to go through probate, or you have to do a quiet title action, like all this advanced crazy stuff. Like that's his bread and butter. He loves those kinds of deals. And, you know, and he was, and I was telling him, you know, he was coming to me because he's having some challenges and he feels like he has to start all over and he's got to find an acquisitions person and a virtual assistant and all this stuff. Right. And he's been at this business for a while. So, you know, I guess internally he feels like he should kind of be in a different place. And I was sharing with him and I said, listen, you know, you're at right now where you're supposed to be. Like, this is all part of helping you become the type of person that you need to be in order to achieve what you want to get, right? Hopefully that makes sense to you. And how this ties into Gary V is, you know, on the topic of self-awareness is on some of Gary's podcasts, he's talked about how, you know, it might be better to be the number 22 person at Facebook versus the number one at your company LLC, right? And so now those weren't the exact words that Gary used. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but basically what he's saying is think about the 22nd person at Facebook, you know, how well that person is probably is financially, or they're at the top of the totem pole in a, you know, in a billion-dollar company versus maybe you're not meant to be the number one of your business. Maybe you're not meant to be an entrepreneur. Now, in my particular friend's case, I don't necessarily think that's it. You know, he wants to be an entrepreneur and he wants to make it work. And I know he will. But, you know, one of the things I kind of challenged him with, and he decided to not take, you know, this advice, and that's perfectly fine because he wants to make it work. But I said, look, why don't you consider maybe just being an acquisitions person? Right. So maybe being the number two or the number three of somebody's team, since you're really, really good at that, you enjoy it, you shine, like that's your unique genius zone. I said to him, have you ever considered maybe just focusing on acquisitions and letting somebody else handle all the other crap that you don't want to deal with? Hiring, training, just keeping the team accountable, marketing, sales, like all the stuff you don't want to do. What if you just focused on acquisitions? And I think to a certain degree, I want to say a light bulb went out for him, I should say. But I know this particular friend wants to make it work, you know, as the business owner, and that's perfectly fine. But I share that story with you because are you self-aware? Like, where do you shine? What do you like doing? What do you not like doing? These are questions you should be asking yourself on a daily basis. And if you're not operating in that zone, and if you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do, ask yourself, can somebody else handle this stuff for me? Right? I'll give you another example. I have another friend of mine who runs a real estate brokerage, very, very successful. And, you know, he's interested in wholesaling, but, you know, he runs the brokerage and he's very active in that business, and he just doesn't have time for it. And we worked out a joint venture marketing agreement. I think I may have even done a podcast episode on this. And so for people that might not have, now in our case, it's not that obviously we don't have money for marketing, but this is something that you can use whether you have money for marketing or you don't, or maybe you just want to put your marketing on steroids. This particular person has money just sitting in his bank account. And we worked out a joint venture agreement where we've been wanting to test a new marketing, a new list for direct mail. And so we used his funds and we sent out, I want to say like 4,000 or 5,000 postcards. I forget exactly what the number was. And so the agreement was that he would pay for the marketing, and our team, since we're set up for this, would basically handle everything else, right? So we'll take the calls, we'll process the leads, we'll follow up with sellers, we'll meet with sellers, we'll lock up the properties, we will market the contracts, we'll negotiate with buyers, basically everything you have to do from A to Z to wholesale a deal. And we ended up sending a three-part campaign. So we ended up sending to the same list three touches with the money that he gave us. And we ended up doing two deals. We netted 39, is that a word, netted? Yeah, we net $39,900. Almost 40 grand is what we made. And he made a nice percentage of that for just putting up the money. Okay. So that's another example of, you know, he's got money, he's got resources, but he doesn't have the time. He found me. And so for me, we wanted to test a new list, and we had a bunch of other marketing campaigns going on. And so I said, yeah, man, let's we're set up for it. We can certainly handle the volume, and it worked out well. So think about that. You know, are you someone that you find yourself in a position where maybe you have money, but you don't have the time? Well, think about who you can partner with and put up capital for marketing or for operations or for something else. Or the flip side, are you somebody that has a lot of time, but no money? You know, maybe you can connect with somebody in your market, somebody that you know is doing deals, somebody that you know, like, and trust, and say, hey, I'll work for you for free. Let me send offers on your behalf. Let me go door knocking, or let me just bird dog, or add value to that person, right? I have so many people that come to me and they want like coaching for free, right? Or they want this for free. And I find that those people just don't take advantage of the time and the advice that you give them because they don't have skin in the game. So, you know, think about how you can, you know, plug yourself into somebody else's business, or how you can maybe set up some sort of joint venture where you're operating in your zone, or maybe you're leveraging resources you have or knowledge you have and having them focus on either what you don't have the time for or what you don't like. So hopefully this is all kind of making sense. And really what I want this episode to do is just kind of trigger a spark in you and think about you know, what am I doing that I don't like? Or what do I know I need to do that I'm not doing because of an excuse I'm telling myself, a story I've made up, or just the reality of your situation? You know, maybe you work a 9 to 5 or even more, and you don't feel like you have the time to put into this business. Well, how can you, you know, what can you add to somebody else's business and then, you know, plug yourself into their team? Or what can you bring to the table that can help you accomplish some of your goals? So anyways, just some things off the top of my head I wanted to put on this particular episode. I'd love to hear what you think. And again, hopefully, you know, really my intent here is to spark a flame in you, you know, to think about what you're doing or not doing in your business, what you want to be doing, and how you can do it better. So anyways, listen, if you haven't checked out the last masterclass episode I did with Christina Krause, definitely check it out. It was an awesome episode. I've gotten great feedback already. We're giving away Christina's book on probate investing. You guys can go to flipempire.com/probates. Definitely check that out. And Christina has a very, very cool service that will, not only will she get you probate leads, and this is not like watered down leads that, you know, you buy from some list. This is like at the courthouse or online, depending on your county, getting you the actual leads and then taking care of your entire marketing campaign for you. And they even handwrite, not handwritten font, but they actually handwrite the envelopes, which makes a huge difference. And they're constantly split testing. Christina and her team work with some of the biggest investors in the country. And so, you know, it's something that may make sense for you. I mean, probates is one of those lead sources that can produce your highest profit per transaction. So if you're not marketing to probates, or if you're doing it and maybe it's a bottleneck for you and your team, you know, connect with Christina. I think, you know, set up a call with her and ask her questions and just see if it's the right fit for you. If you want to grab her book or, you know, just go to flipempire.com/probates. And if you have any questions or you want me to connect you with Christina, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I'm happy to make the intro. Okay. Talk to you guys soon, and I'll catch you on this Monday's masterclass. Have a fantastic day. Go make it happen.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.